Good day, Journal. It's been a minute, but I believe your arch nemesis is back. For over a few days, you felt like a haze of hopelessness and despair covers you, and doubt and disillusionment hover over you. Yep, your best life adversary is back. You know what you feel. You know what's going on. You recognize depression. You know the signs of depression all too well. You've been dealing with depression for as long as you can remember. Even if you haven't wanted to admit it, it's noticeable that you've been depressed. You haven't been yourself lately. You haven't been your happy-go-lucky, living in joy on purpose self the last many days. Nor have you been able to immediately and mindfully snap out of your funk. So much about you has been out of whack. Your balance between living your best life and your equilibrium to being your best self is on shaky ground. You are like an emotional toddler. Your emotions teeter-totter constantly these days, more lows than highs. Lately, you exist anywhere other than in the glorious middle, where you are not too high or too low, and your emotions never run too hot or cold. Your dietary behavior is different too. Sweets and salty foods are not how you stay fit and trim, but you've consumed more than your quarterly fair share in the last few days. Having to force yourself to work out is not like you either. Usually, there is joy in doing what helps you remain in the best shape of your life. As of late, you found little pleasure in doing what it takes to stay at the swell weight of 165 pounds. Look at you. You can't even find the energy to say the rest of the chant. The stuff about being ooey gooey and all the rest of the long mantra you typically state about your premium, semi-sweet, dark chocolate hotness. Nothing matters when you are depressed. Nothing matters, not even the parts of you that matter most to you when you are at your best. Your mind wanders. You're constantly thinking about an undesired future. Repeatedly, you fret about what won't happen rather than living in your everyday world where everything is possible. Here you reside today, believing nothing good will happen to you. In your present state, nothing great is possible, and everything you hope and dream of doing and being is impossible. Depression is a mother. Not a good mother like your mom. Not a mother worthy of celebration like Mother's Day, but a mother for you. A profane MF is a mother that depression represents. But you must find a way out of the rut. You must be like a tow truck and pull yourself out of your mental, emotional, and spiritual ditch. You must find a way to hook the divine to you, like the tow truck driver joining a hitch to a stuck vehicle, so you can get towed safely to a good place. Like a car with a dead battery, you need a jump start in your spirit. You need the spirit to connect the positive cables to have more positivity and less negativity in your life. Without question, the negative cables are working just fine. The negative wires work too well, and you get too much negative power. You need a jump start and reconfiguring of your internal battery, so that more positive energy flows to you than all the negative energy running wildly inside you. Still, you must make it happen whether we are talking about being towed or charged. Nobody is coming to push or pull you to a different place. Nobody is going to give you a jump so that your disposition changes. Towing and charging are in your hands. You can and must learn to do towing and charging by yourself. Towing and charging are abilities that the Creator bestowed on us all. Sometimes you're lucky enough to have friends and family who notice your change and can tell when you are down and out, when you are troubled and need a helping hand. But most times, you do such an excellent job of hiding that no one notices when you need a phone or a charge. Most people don't notice because they must endure their trials and tribulations. Most people, especially those you love and adore, don't notice because you have positioned yourself in their lives as a problem solver and a resource for hope and direction. And so, that's what they see. They don't know when you are stuck and need a tow. They can't tell that drain is your battery of positivity and it only emits negative energy into your soul. They can't see you too get lost and confused and could use some help moving forward to make your most audacious hope and dream manifest now and again. Today, you must find a way to start the recovery process. You cannot go on like this for much longer. You cannot get pulled deeper into the abyss of depression. The abyss of depression is a black hole that you don't want any part of you. It's a dangerous place many do not return from once falling in. Don't go into that dark place. Don't let your mind or spirit enter that dark space where the light of hope does not shine. You are what you think in your heart and mind. If you feel you can be what you always imagine, you know it's possible. You are today the well-known author and renowned speaker you always hoped and dreamt of being. You woke today in your beautiful home on the beach. You live in excellent health, maintain abundant wealth, and share timeless wisdom. You are so because you trusted the process of having a remarkable life when you felt lost, confused, hopeless, and downtrodden. You believed because there was nothing else to do but be helpful. To do anything other than have faith in the promises of the universe was a lifetime sentence incarcerated with depression. You believe because believing in the life you always imagined is free. Believing is a gift of free will. Believing is like truth. It is what sets you free. Believing, conceiving, and then achieving are how you got your freedom. Believing is what sets you free from depression.
Reflect and write. What does it look like when you are out of whack? Do you combat bouts of depression? Do you know? How does it manifest for you? Is it your disposition? Is it undisciplined eating? Do you fret about the past or worry about the future? If you answered yes to any of these questions, or perhaps Nate's journal resonated with you, consider what jumpstarts you and rehooks you to a positive charge. Could you possibly use someone beyond yourself to help work through these questions? Now act. Nate offers to each of us that today, we must find a way to start the recovery process. We cannot go on like this for much longer. We cannot get pulled deeper into the abyss of depression. Consider the following words from today's journal. You believe because believing in the life you always imagined is free. Believing is a gift of free will. Believing is like truth. It is what sets you free. Believing, conceiving, and then achieving are how you got your freedom. Believing is what sets you free from depression. This is a good day to journal forward about your best life. Give yourself permission to test out believing that there is so much more beyond this moment. Share your journal with a trusted friend, advisor, or even a professional who can support you in your path to freedom. Now journey forward.